studios of Cape Fire, Bismarck, 550 on your radio dial, the voice of the Northern Plains, as well as KCJB 910 in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000 watt blowtorch to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, as well as AM 1090 talk radio in the Bakken. With Steve Bakken, the namesake of the Bakken, I'm Scott Hillen, and this is What's on Your Mind, powered by SwanCadillac.com. We have a talk radio town hall this hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We have a conversation with the Republican leader, Kevin's guest yesterday in the Bakken, Eric Cantor, on the program. And welcome your calls and your questions and your comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lots of comments rolling in on school lunches. Kevin, by the way, a different Kevin, says, I have two girls that come home on a daily basis saying they are so hungry. They say that the schools don't give out enough food. They should feed our kids. That's what we're paying them to do when we pay for school lunches. Where's my money going? And others weighing in on this as well. This has prompted a fun little discussion today about the role of government. Maybe we should start there with our guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, here on a Thursday edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall because of a special guest yesterday. Kevin, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and it's great to be back. And I'm sorry we kind of messed up the schedule a little bit, but it was important, I think, to have the leader in. And fortunately, we were able to get you some time with him as well, Scott. I found the conversation really quite remarkable.
And we're going to actually be airing that after our conversation with Kevin. So Kevin will be here for two segments just for the listener's sake. If you have questions or comments, as you normally do on the Talk Radio Town Hall Day, phone them in now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve was under the weather, so he wasn't able to join us yesterday, so my interview with Eric Cantor coming up a little later on. We've been talking, Steve, just finished with John Bolton. And on the Syrian situation. And I thought that was quite timely with the visit, because you guys obviously were just in Israel recently and now in the Bakken, and we have a situation that we're weighing how we should respond, what should our response be. And John Bolton was just on saying, this is just a mess. You know, Britain's splitting from us now. We look like a paper tiger. And he is arguing that we do have a national interest, and it's mainly related to Iran and bad actors in the Middle East getting weapons they could use against us. But a lot of folks are tired of the United States entering in these engagements. Where are you at in this debate, Ken?
Boy, that is interesting. And much of what you just said I'm hearing for the first time, although I did got wind of the UK sort of chickening out on this. I think it's, first of all, it is clear, Scott, that there is very little appetite among the American public for this fight, so to speak. The problem is, of course, our president drew a red line a year ago. Of course, he often does these things without any consideration of the consequence should somebody cross the line, and now he's stuck, with this situation where he's made a pledge to do something about it. The public's not behind him. He's not explained this situation well at all, if even poorly at all. Of course, Congress is not in session, which complicates matters when it comes to the constitutional requirement to if you're going to seek a war resolution, to get it from Congress. I think we can work through all of that. I will tell you this, Scott. I have recently been to Israel, as you said, with the leader. Chris and I were both there. I stood at the Golan Heights, looked into Syria, saw the remnants of this fighting, saw one, provincial capital that is held by Assad's government, another village right next to it that is held by the rebels. Here, we could hear the mortar fire. And I think that the Ambassador Bolton makes a very important point that I want people to think about. I'm not begging anybody to support the president or anything, but I want people to think about it. Assad is a surrogate for Tehran. He is a surrogate for the Ayatollah Khomeini. This is a very bad actor. They are on the border of Israel, our very good friend and neighbor. And the only thing, frankly, I think it's important to understand that the thing standing between us and Tehran, frankly, really is Israel. And so we have interests in that area. I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just saying we have to consider that we as a nation have interests in a secure, appropriate Syria. Not, moral issues aside for a minute, we have an interest. So I'm open-minded to it, Scott. I do want to hear more from the president, however. I want to hear a clear message for once from our president on these issues.
Kevin, I know you had an opportunity to talk with the leaders of Israel. What's their take between Syria, Iran, the Middle East? What is their opinion, and what do they want us to do?
Very interesting question, Steve, because they are quite clear about it. One thing about Israel, they're more than capable of handling things themselves in their neighborhood. So with regard to whether it's Syria, when I was there, the Egypt situation was broke out while we were in Jerusalem. Egypt, of course, is a friend, depending on who's in charge. You know, they're not overly concerned about their closest neighbors, but they have a monumental existential concern, obviously, about Iran, and that therein lies the crux of this particular Syrian issue, in that Assad is being propped up by the Ayatollah and the regime in Iran. Assad is his, you know, surrogate directly to the border. And Syria, as you know, borders Israel at the Golan Heights. So it's a very, very, they're not overly concerned about what's going on right there, but the Iran situation is their greatest concern.
And thus, you know, despite the fact we don't have much of an appetite for engaging in these activities, we can't ignore an Iran and a Syria link, right?
That's the point. That's the point, Scott. We can't simply ignore it because we can't be the policeman to the world. There are direct national security implications to Syria and to what's going on there.
All right, some calls waiting. Mark in Newtown, first for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your question or comment, Mark?
Good morning, Representative Cramer.
Morning.
We were just talking about some of the international activities. I'm wondering if you could explain a little bit about the H-1B visa program for
sure.
Highly skilled workers and how that impacts our state.
That's a big question, Mark. Thank you. H-1B visas, of course, are the visas that are allowed based on skills, highly skilled and highly technical and educated workforce. Right now in the country, while we have a very generous immigration policy, you know, about 1 million immigrants a year come to the United States, only 12% of the immigrants allowed into the United States, whether they're, you know, seeking citizenship or work visas or whatever, only 12% are based on skill sets and education. In Canada, for example, at 60%. And so we would go kind of by a lottery system as opposed to what works for our economy system. Microsoft, which has a large campus in Fargo, in fact, it's their largest campus outside of Redmond, Microsoft is looking for 6,000 workers that it can't hire among our own population. So the immigration issue often goes to illegal immigration, but we have a legal immigration challenge, and that's a very big one, Mark. So we're trying to, in the House, for example, we have a bill called the Skills Visa Act, which would increase the H-1Bs for the highly skilled technical workforce from 55,000 to 165,000. And then it also allows for 40,000 university graduates, foreign graduates of U.S. universities. Currently, if we raise or educate an engineer or a scientist or some, you know, great inventor in a U.S. Institution, when they graduate, they have to go home. Well, when they go home, they become part of the global marketplace, and our competitors have access to them. And so there are a lot of ways to ensure that we are getting the right actors and whatnot, but we want to increase that by 40,000 as well. So, it's a big issue. It's important not only to North Dakota, but especially to the United States economy. That said, Mark, there's also a disconnect, I believe, between our education system and our economy, and that's what we've got to get fixed. How can we have such high unemployment in the country, lots of people without work, lots of people looking for work, some not looking for work because we've made it more profitable not to look for work than look for work in many cases, and we can talk about the Farm Bill in that context. So we've got to be educating our workforce and our students for our economy as well. And that's a very big issue. One of the things a leader pointed out yesterday in Williston is 75% of our youth today, 17 to 24-year-old people in our country, don't even qualify for the military because of various issues, the lack of education, addiction problems, or other physical problems like obesity or a criminal record. 75% don't even qualify for our military. We've got an education dilemma in our country as well.
Mark, hopefully that answers your question. Thanks for the call. Let's go to one more quick call. Mark, if in Grand Forks, if we can get you in before the break.
Yes, it's hard to take those who say we should carry a big stick seriously, because the same people turn a blind eye to the fact that even James Woolsey from the CIA, former director of the CIA, has said that Saudi charities have spent billions funding extremist madrasas in places like Syria and Pakistan and North Africa. And they continue to do so. And that is the recruiting ground, number one recruiting ground for Al-Qaeda. And, of course, Pakistan is the most unstable in terms of Islamic extremism, nuclear-armed state, and yet we give them billions every year in financial aid.
Mark, we're going to give Kevin a chance to respond. Hang on here. We're up against the break at Rocky and Valley City waiting to weigh in. We'll also get Kevin's take on what the leader saw yesterday in the Bakken. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them. And lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. We're talking with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your questions, your comments for the Congressman, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Rocky coming up in just a few minutes. Getting back to Mark's question, Kevin, I think he was getting at the big stick mentality. We're not respected in the Middle East and around the globe. How do we get around that? How do we fix that issue?
It's a huge issue, and I think I didn't hear your Ambassador Bolton interview, but he may have said something similar. It really is the problem. We are no longer respected. People complain about George Bush, and they say, well, you know, our standing in the world, on the world stage, was diminished somehow because people they no longer liked the United States. Well, guess what? They respected the United States. Today, they don't, not only do they not like us, they don't respect us, and our allies don't even know what they can count on from us. And this wishy-washy mentality, let's not forget when this president became president, he was confused about whose side to be on in a free election in Iran when Ahmadinejad was up for re-election. And when freedom-loving rebels, pro-democratic rebels, have an opportunity to take over that country. Now we're facing the next existential threat with a country in Iran that is building a nuclear bomb while we're watching them do it and doing nothing. So I think he's right on point. Now, part of it, think of Mark's frustration too, is that we as a country over his time, over history, have supported various regimes who have been not friendly, but they've been less unfriendly than the other regime, if you will. And that's always been the dilemma in the Middle East. You get rid of one regime and you replace them with another bad regime, or you pick your allies at the moment and, shortly thereafter they become your enemy. That's been forever because of the instability of that region, which is all the more reason we need to continually support the very stable ally, Israel, in that region.
Well, let's go to Rocky in Valley City for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Rocky.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking my question here. I call. I just want to make a couple of statements and maybe just he can take, I'll take it offline if he makes some responses. One, I have to agree with the one caller who was talking about Saudi Arabia, who's backing a lot of the Al-Qaeda elements, a lot of the rebels that are fighting in Syria, and how they do support madrasas, radical madrasas all across the globe, including in Minnesota, Michigan, and in Virginia. And that's a side we don't want to, in my mind, we should not support. On the other side, you've got, obviously, Assad and his allies, the Iran, Hezbollah, China, and Russia. Do we want to support them? Well, obviously, we don't want to actually go into a war with them either, because the Soviet Union, I don't think they're around to, or the Russias, or they are now. They really don't want to. They're not here to play. They're right. Serious about this. And at the same time, when this first started in Syria, Syria itself was fairly peaceful, fairly stable until the Arab Spring. And at that point, it's now unwound, and we've found ourselves in a huge nest of snakes and can of worms, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
But I think we should keep our nose completely out of this because, or at least we do not need to be involved militarily, because this is something that could just blow up into a worldwide conflagration. And thank you. I'll just listen offline.
Well, I think Rocky raises all the relevant points and all of the issues that are being considered right now. And as you probably have noticed, of course, the president has sought congressional, at least at the congressional ear, because our speaker has been so insistent that he consult Congress. Whether we get called back or not prior to the end of the recess remains to be seen. To deal with it as an entire Congress. But I can tell you, just from what I picked up, even being in North Dakota, there's not a strong appetite for military involvement by our members, at least not until we hear directly from the president. So I think Rocky raises all the relevant points. And Saudi Arabia is a very important and interesting player in all of this. And what's interesting, you guys, and I think it's, and this might be a good transition, Stephen Scott, actually, because it gets to the point of energy security, doesn't it? And a Saudi prince about a month ago went on record as saying that they have not paid close enough attention to what's going on in North Dakota, because suddenly North Dakota is stealing their leverage in the global marketplace for oil production, and especially their leverage with the United States. And the more secure and independent we can become in terms of oil production and activity, the better it is for the Middle East and certainly for our friends in Israel and for the United States.
Congressman Cramer, you recently got thrown under the bus by the North Dakota Democratic Party for bringing Eric Cantor to North Dakota. Why is it important to bring leaders to North Dakota? And I don't even care which party they're in.
Right.
Leaders, national leaders, to point the finger at North Dakota and go, we're doing it right. How important is that?
You know what's so interesting? It's very important, and I very much appreciate as much of the press coverage from yesterday's event, because let's not forget that President Obama's recently appointed Interior Secretary Sally Jewell was just in the very same place, toward the very same site that we toured with Eric Cantor yesterday. Big difference in views from between Eric Cantor and Sally Jewell and Barack Obama with regard to both energy and agriculture development, quite frankly. And I think it's invaluable to bring people to see it firsthand, boots on the ground, to understand and talk to North Dakota citizens, whether you agree with them or don't agree with them, which is why I would be very honored to give the same tour to Nancy Pelosi. I'd be honored to give the same tour to Barack Obama. And for Democrats, and I read it's a very inflammatory, silly, right out of the game plan, if you will, attack on me and on Eric Cantor. They've got a job to do. They have to try and beat me up in the meantime so I can be weaker at re-election time. I get that. I personally don't have time for that kind of nonsense.
Well, here's what surprised me. They called him the Grim Reaper of the Farm Bill and said, quote, if you dusted the knife that gutted the Farm Bill for Prince, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's fingerprints would be all over. That's Bob Blue, the chairman of the Democratic Party. That's a little over-the-top rhetoric, isn't it?
Well, it's creative, shall we say. And Bob's more creative than he is right, and that's just the way he's always been. So that's fine. Damn the facts. Let's just throw hand grenades. I understand.
Well, let's deal with both issues head on. We have only 2 minutes left. One on what you think the takeaway for Cantor was by being here, the importance of it, and the second of all, just to address the farm bill.
The takeaway was that two things. One is that we need to have a national policy that mirrors what North Dakota is doing. We can be nationally energy secure. We can get our economy going again. We can help create jobs and wealth and entrepreneurial opportunities if we do in America what we've done in North Dakota. It was clear as a bell for him yesterday. Not that he didn't assume it would be, but it was strongly validated yesterday. The second thing is that with regard to the farm bill, he left here knowing and renewing his commitment publicly to taking up the nutrition piece, passing the bill, and then moving it on to the conference committee, and we'll have a good farm bill when it's all said and done. And then the Democrats are going to have to eat a lot of crow, and I don't expect a real elaborate news release congratulating me on passing the farm bill when it's done. But here's some facts, though, that we have to consider. Eric Cantor, who Bob Blue calls the Grim Reaper, voted for the bipartisan farm bill that came out of the committee that they like to brag about. He didn't gut it. He voted for it. Guess who did not? Nancy Pelosi did not vote for it. So when we knew we could no longer count on Democrat support for a farm bill because they have a very radical left agenda over there, we separated the farm bill from the food stamp portion, otherwise known as the Steve Bakken Amendment, and we passed the farm bill. A farm bill is superior to the Democrat bill coming out of the Senate. And now when we get back, we'll pass the nutrition bill, and they'll go to the conference committee, and they will all have their day in the sun criticizing, me for bringing a leader of my party to North Dakota, and I sure would love to have them bring some of their leaders to North Dakota as well so they can see firsthand how you can do it and how good America can be.
Congressman, thanks for your time once again. I hope you had a great trip back home in North Dakota, and thanks for bringing leaders of the country back here to North Dakota. Any party, I don't care. It's good to have North Dakota in the spotlight. This is What's in Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and a destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Chat with Congressman Eric Cantor, the Republican leader, who was in the Bakken yesterday in a moment. But first, let's get to Dan in Fargo. Dan, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Scott. It was great to hear Congressman Kramer. I wonder, with your knowledge, how he would have answered these yes or no type questions. And you can comment on them if you want, or maybe he'll even call. One, has he signed or help co-sponsor the impeachment proceedings that have to originate in the House against President Obama? Two, why is he supporting still the ethanol and the corn-based fuels, even though it's vital to the subsidies a lot of farmers get? And then he talks about energy independence when it's not part of an energy efficiency picture. You get less miles per gallon with that stuff. Three, sign the bill that the North Carolina congressman, the Republican, proposed to not exempt Congress from Obama health care. He's going to go ahead, this congressman, and pay his share, whatever it will be. He will ignore the provisions that would allow him to duck it, as well as letting his staff duck it. Thanks.
By the way, we can. Here's what I would suggest, so you get the answer firsthand. Kevin joins us every week for the Talk Radio Town Hall, right?
Wednesdays at 10 o'clock.
And we cut it a little bit short. We're not able to do it yesterday because of the tour of the Bakken with the leader, and then cut it short today so we could play you a conversation with the leader on those issues. But Steve and I made notes, but call back next Wednesday would be the easiest way to do that. We unfortunately didn't have Kevin for the full hour this week just because of the Bakken tour, and now we need to get to this interview.
Let's get to one more phone call, Jeff in West Fargo, real quickly.
Jeff, you know, isn't it funny how Kevin Kramer ran on the tide of the Tea Party? He went against the establishment, and he brings that puke Eric Cantor to our state. Eric Cantor has nothing to do with North Dakota values, and either does Kevin Kramer. And I'm telling you, Scott, Hovind and all these hacks, they don't know what's coming in this country. Kevin Kramer hasn't been to one Tea Party rally at all in Washington, D.C. I've called congressmen from other states. They don't even know who he is. He's got Tea Party. He's 100% Republican establishment. I got 400 people to vote for him. Next November, I'll get 4,000 to vote against him because we're sick of this. God bless you guys.
Jeff, thanks for the phone call. I think it's a good idea. Kevin's trying to get people here to North Dakota to get North Dakota's opinions heard. I think North Dakota is the common sense in the common denominator here. Speaking of Eric Cantor, Scott had an opportunity. I couldn't make it up there, but Scott had an opportunity to talk with Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, and here's that interview.
where we look forward to chatting with Leader Cantor. Eric Cantor is a congressman from Virginia, majority leader of the Republicans in the United States. Welcome to North Dakota, Mr. Leader.
Scott, hi. Eric Cantor.
Welcome to North Dakota, Mr. Leader. How are you?
Oh, it is a great day in North Dakota. My first time in the state and getting an incredible tour here with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is just a really, really enthusiastic booster for all things North Dakota. We've been out in the oil fields today listening to the tremendous success of Western North Dakota and the entire state as it contributes to our energy security.
What can North Dakota, based on what you've seen and heard about today, teach the rest of the nation about energy security?
Well, I will hope, and what I will do is take back to Washington the lessons learned here. And what I have witnessed here is a real partnership between the public and the private sectors, with a real difference, I think, that is obvious, is that North Dakota values the private sector, the innovation, the technology that has allowed this tremendous production in the Bakken to go forward and has catapulted your state into number two position as far as oil production in the United States. A phenomenal, phenomenal success story that I think America should be proud of. And I will take this lesson back to Washington. And I actually want to invite, and I know that Kevin Cramer does too, to invite the president here to North Dakota to see the environmentally safe, the job-producing attitude that people of North Dakota have to care about our country and the way that they do to make sure we continue to lead as a people.
What do you see as the biggest threats? Is it the Obama administration and additional regulatory burdens from the EPA? Is it the Interior Department slow walking the permitting on the federal lands process? What are the biggest threats you're concerned about slowing this momentum?
Well, what I think is we've heard today and met with many of the industry players in North Dakota, many of the community leaders and working people in North Dakota today. And what we hear is the experiences that some have had in the Bakken and the positive experience that it's had in terms of job creation, energy security, and they compare that to the experience that they've had in other states with other formations where the EPA and regulators don't share that commitment to a partnership of producing our fossil fuels, extracting the resources in an environmentally safe way, but having that can-do attitude. And so I do think that there's a tremendous threat from regulatory overreach out of Washington. We were told today of the enormous hurdles to exploration and production on federal lands, unlike that which happens on private lands, because of one difference. North Dakota regulators take a can-do attitude to work with folks in the private sector and do so in an environmentally safe way.
We have an international crisis right now with the question on how to respond to the chemical attack in Syria. Previous questions like this have surrounded oil, and there's a lot of discussion about already the price of oil spiking possibly up to $150 a barrel as a result of what's happening in Syria. I want to get your take on the national security side of this, because if there's more of the same of what we're doing here, you can be a little choosier on when to respond in situations like Syria, correct?
No question that if we continue and follow North Dakota's lead, if America would just follow North Dakota's lead in terms of energy production, we will change the outlook in terms of national security interests from foreign oil. There is no question about it. We have so much resources that we've been blessed with here in our country that we ought to take advantage of it from a national security standpoint, from a jobs and economic competitiveness standpoint. I think you have to sort of step back and ask a question, really, for those of us who are very concerned about making sure that we take care of our environmental resources. Who else will do it as environmentally safe as America? No one is as advanced or has the technology that can do it as safely, and that's why we ought to continue in the same vein that you are here in North Dakota.
I know you're just back from the Middle East. Congressman Cramer accompanied you on that trip, and obviously that brings the situation with a neighbor in Syria all that much closer. What do you think punishment should be for their chemical weapons attack, and should Congress have approval of any military action that does come?
Well, the president about a year ago drew a red line and said that we would not tolerate the use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime. And as we have all seen, these horrific images across the screen on television and the internet of young people, of women and men and others who have been killed by Assad and his brutality. This is what the president has said that America won't tolerate. So it is the president, his leadership, and credibility on the line. America is a global leader, and I know that Kevin Cramer and I heard that when we were in Israel, and we've also talked to other world leaders and regional leaders in the Middle East who have said that America is the leader we look to. Now, there are a lot of other interests in the Middle East that want to see the stop of the spread of militant Islam. And frankly, what we see going on in Syria is reflective of the instability that's being promoted by the radicals in Iran and by their proxies in Hezbollah and Hamas. America has a strong strategic interest in making sure that that kind of militancy, that kind of radicalism does not spread.
I want to give you a chance to weigh in on three other issues we hear about a lot from our listeners, which for your benefit is just the Northern Plains. It would be North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and, of course, the Farm Bill is front and center. Congressman Colin Peterson represents folks in our listening audience. He's targeted you specifically, saying, hey, Eric Cantor is the reason we don't have a Farm Bill. He's putting poison pills in there, and they're basically saying, hey, Eric Cantor is the reason this thing is being held up. What do you say to that criticism that you're the holdup on the Farm Bill?
First of all, I am for the Farm Bill. I have voted for the Farm Bill twice. I would ask Colin Peterson to look to his leadership and ask that same question. It was a point made earlier today. The Democratic leadership has not joined us in trying to formulate a Farm Bill that we can see that goes forward. There's a real issue about the Farm Bill. 88% of the Farm Bill is food stamps right now. And what we've done in the House is we've said we have to proceed in an effort that makes fiscal sense, that said to our farmers, we're going to have the crop insurance that you need. It is a proper role for the federal government to afford that benefit. We're going to do so, but in a fiscally responsible manner when it gets to the question of the food stamp program. The nutrition program has more than doubled in the past 5 years, and I think that we as conservatives believe strongly you ought to have a safety net there for those who need it. But we also ought to take a look and say, if there are able-bodied people that are getting government benefits, we ought to have the ability for them to go back to work. We ought to provide the training. They ought to have the opportunity that the rest of us have. And this is the kind of transparent reform policy that we're about in the Farm Bill together with the nutrition title. And this has been sort of the issue all along. We have in the House separated the two. We passed a Farm Bill out of the House. Frankly, I would say again, without the support of the Democratic leadership. So we're going to forge ahead. We're going to get a Farm Bill. Kevin Cramer is leading on this issue. And I just want to thank him for allowing me the opportunity to talk with the farming community here in North Dakota today. We've had some very informative sessions, and I am taking back the lessons learned as far as what farmers need in North Dakota. And what farmers have been telling me, the most important issue is that crop insurance provision in the Farm Bill.
This is our conversation with Congressman Eric Cantor, the Republican leader, who, by the way, sat down with, among others, Gene Nicholas, who is a farmer from up in Candu, Gene and his son Jay, Gene, longtime head of the Ag Committee in the state legislature, and former longtime legislator, and had a conversation on some ag issues, and that's obviously what he's chatting about there. More of our conversation. We'll also tackle immigration, another hot-button issue that's been in the news with Congressman Eric Cantor on his visit to the Bakken after this timeout on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. Had an opportunity to talk with House Majority Leader Eric Cantor as his tour in the Bakken, and had a chance to talk about the Farm Bill. Mr. Cantor, when are conferees going to be appointed for the Farm Bill?
Well, the Speaker will make a conference appointment. The House does anticipate passing the nutrition title and hopefully resolving this ASAP when we get back to Washington in September.
Well, another question we hear a lot from our audience, they want more fight, along the lines of what Mike Lee and Rand Paul and some of the strong voices in the Senate are pushing for, Ted Cruz, on defunding of Obamacare. Where are you at on engaging in that battle yet again with a budget battle tied to defunding of Obamacare?
There's an Obamacare pass without any Republican vote. All of us stand strongly against Obamacare, and as you know, in the House, we have passed what has been reported 40 times to do away with that law. We have to be smart about this fight because we need to win. We just don't want to fight for fight's sake. And what we're anticipating when we get back to Washington is a real push to do all we can to be successful at staving off the implementation of this entitlement. Because Obamacare, as we know, is not going to be the kind of health care that Americans want. It's providing a huge piece of uncertainty to our businesses and working families. And what we're going to do is aim to be successful, to delay the implementation of this bill. As you know, the president, even back in July, admitted the bill was so flawed that the mandates and taxes that were being imposed on employers delayed. The problem is the president then went and excused insurance companies from having to comply with the law. And you ask who's been left out. Who is left out are the working people of this country. And we as Republicans are going to stand up for the working families of this country and say, Mr. President, we've got to delay the mandates and taxes on them as well. It's only fair. This is a fight we can win. We all have got to stand together and win.
Final question on immigration. There is a great deal of concern that the, you know, bottom line, folks smell a rat with the deal the Senate cut on immigration. Do you smell a rat, and what's the House going to do?
No question about it. The House will not take up the Senate bill on immigration. I would even suggest that when that bill passed and the umpteen number of pages over 1,000 that it was, that there are some in the Senate who voted for it who didn't even know what was in it at the last minute because of the process that goes behind some type of comprehensive bill like that. We intend to be much more deliberative in the House. We intend to address the issue of illegal immigration and legal immigration. There are two separate issues there. We also are going to be balancing the needs of our agricultural community and the need for visas, the high-tech community. I know in Fargo that there is a tremendous employer in Fargo who is in need of the H-1B visa. We ought to be asking and inviting the foreign nationals who come to our country, who want to study, who get the advanced degrees and want to stay, we ought to have them here to stay because they're the ones who can help us create jobs and increase the opportunity here. We don't want them to return and take their venture capital with them. And as North Dakota knows, there's a lot of unfilled jobs in those areas. We've got to fix a broken system. We also, I think, we ought to be very pointed in our focus on the fairness of this issue. We ought not be treating those who acted illegal the same way as those who've been legal in trying to comply with the law. But we have an instance where there are children who were brought here as minors. And if they were brought here at 4 months old or 2 years or 5 years old and they don't know any other country is home, we ought to be providing them an opportunity to allow for their life to flourish here. And I'm hopeful that the House can get behind that measure as well.
Last question. Last question. Are you confident you can get a bill that pleases conservatives who really right now are pushing for nothing to pass rather than a flawed bill?
Well, I think the conservatives don't want a flawed bill to pass. And to me, conservatives are for making sure we get the right policy. We're for conservative solutions. We're not for just saying no. And we are for making sure once and for all the federal government does its job at the border, does its job in enforcing the law. Because let's remember, the reason why so many people want to come here is because we have more opportunity than anyone else. That is because we are a country of laws. So first and foremost, we've got to maintain that commitment to being that country and upholding the law.
Leader Cantor, great to have you in North Dakota today. Thanks for seeing the Bakken up close.
Hey, it is a terrific story, and we are just rocking with the Bakken.
Republican leader in Stanley and Watford City. Yesterday, actually, I met with the North Dakota Petroleum Council board in Watford City. Heard firsthand some of their concerns and saw one of the innovative multi well site pad sites that Continental Resources has going, and so saw a lot really between Watford and Williston and the entire region.
Any opportunity to put the highlight on North Dakota, I think, is a good thing. And partisan politics out the window. Anytime we can get somebody from Washington, California, anywhere across the country to come to North Dakota and go, hey, you guys are doing it right. I think that's a good thing because they can bring that back, that sensibility back to where they came from.
Lynn Helms, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, top oil regulator in the state, joins us tomorrow on the Bakken Boom. Plus, it's the Normal or Nuts Friday. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hinn, and God bless you, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.